Milwaukee officials announced Thursday that train manufacturer Talgo will be expanding at Century City. It was the second announcement in as many weeks for the Northside Business Park. Strauss Brands, a meatpacking company from Franklin, said earlier this month it would break ground on a plant which could bring 250 jobs to the area. WUWM's Mayon Silver asked Benji Tim of the Department of City Development about whether this signals a new era for Century City. But first, he fills us in on a bit of the area's history.
Century City is the former A.O. Smith Tower Automotive facility. It was a 150-acre facility historically. There's about 5 million square feet of building on it when those companies were here. At the peak, I think A.O. Smith had about 9,000 employees. That company moved here in 1910, A.O. Smith, and they brought the neighborhood with them. Much of this neighborhood was not developed prior to 1910, but the neighborhood kind of filled in around A.O. Smith. There was Evinrude to the north of us, and there were a number of other kind of name brand household name companies that moved here. And so, you know, those, as economies have changed, as things have changed, they've moved to other locations. In the case of Tower Automotive, they went bankrupt. And so we've really, this is a large piece of land in the middle of the city, and it creates a tremendous amount of opportunities.
How much land is there in particular?
So 150 acres historically, and then in 2009, the Redevelopment Authority of the City of Milwaukee bought 84 acres, and that includes everything east of the railroad tracks, and then there are some outlots going into the neighborhoods. Historically, those are parking lots. So there's a lot of opportunity here for industrial redevelopment as well as commercial or other uses as well.
What kind of priority is Century City for the city?
It's a very high priority. It has been. In fact, this is one of the only areas of the city that has dedicated project staff to it. So it's a high priority.
And what are you envisioning and what is remaining? Like how much space is left?
In terms of Century City? So the remaining space at Century City, there's a very large parcel just north of Talgo that's 45 acres, and then there's another 4.5-acre site that's just south of Good City Brewing. So there's about 50 acres approximately of vacant land east of the railroad tracks. 20 of that, Strauss Brands will be buying.
What about the remaining, what would it be, 35 or so, 35 acres?
Yeah, so when Strauss moves in, we'll be subdividing the site to create 4 new parcels and then bring in new public right away. And then we'll aggressively market those remaining parcels. It's set up for industrial redevelopment. And with the momentum of Good City Brewing and Strauss announcement and Talgo's announcement, we've gotten a lot of interest. We've gotten a number of calls for companies looking to locate here. It's one of the largest contiguous parcels in the city of Milwaukee. So there's a lot of attraction here because of the workforce. And then, you know, imagine the type of infrastructure that A.O. Smith and Tower Automotive needed to operate a large facility here. All that infrastructure still exists here. So they don't have to pay to bring in new water, new sewer, new telecommunication infrastructure. It's all right here. And that's one of the big selling points. And in addition to that, we have a very dense neighborhood surrounding the site, and there's a strong workforce there.
And do you have any eye on customers for who might be coming in to fill those spaces?
Food and beverage is a focus of ours just because it's typically local and there are a high number of jobs. So that's been a huge focus of ours. But really, we're open to any sort of industrial user. The site is very flexible. It offers heavy utilities just because of what was here historically. So it's a really flexible site in the heart of the city.
And finally, what are the tactics that the city is going to use to try to get people into the remainder of Century City and make it full?
Basically, word of mouth. I mean, you need the first domino to fall, essentially. And with Good City coming in, Talgo and Strauss, you know, those are multiple dominoes that are sending signals to the business community that this is a place to be.
Benji Tim is project manager for the Department of City Development. He spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver.